I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oof. You got Marcos.
That's not, no, that's not.
Wait. Yeah, that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos. Let me look
at you. They don't want this
money! They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit her with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, all to the show, man. Stairs on the stars with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar by the more than. No proof, I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever did. You know what is a star, like gun in the city, the driver's side fly. Wish I could large, so many more, 10 in the more, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the more, 2 to the peak. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as could be, you can watch this on YouTube with me for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line, whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on 104.3 FM, WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Hello, Leroy. It's good that your mic's over there and you're over there. And we're almost all together. How are you?
I'm good.
Who's the new guy? Who's this guy? Who's that?
I know.
Who are you?
Oh, my God. Well, it is I, Frog Wasp. Back from my...
Wow. How was your retreat?
But after leaving Detroit.
Wow. Dude, how are you?
That
totally worth it. Waited all week for that. I like your rainforest background for those watching us on YouTube and Twitch.
Yes.
He is actually in the rainforest right now. It's amazing. Now that we have an FM signal, you were not here. We were a mere AM peon when you were gone. And when you return, we are an FM juggernaut.
Indeed. I am planting the satellites in the Amazon. That's exactly what
That's why you're gone.
That's why I had to go.
You were on a secret engineering mission.
No, we're really cutting corners around here. So now I'm also doing engineering.
Interesting. I don't know. I trust him to engineer.
Yeah, pretty good.
You trust him to engineer, Leroy?
Yeah.
Let's just have him go out there and figure things out.
Leroy, watch out. Leroy's using a QR code right now.
He is still logging into stuff, even though I had him start 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, it's true.
I started having him, and you don't want to know. This is the arrogance of him. Okay, I don't use that word lightly. But you sat here, and you're just like, you started logging into your computer, and man, my mic needs Blue Chew big time. You started logging in here, and you're like, no pigs, babe. I got this. And yet you're still staring at your screen like you're solving a Sudoku puzzle.
That's not why.
It's true.
Then what are you doing?
So here's the deal. I am trying to hook up my Twitter And while I hooked it up,
uh-huh,
I realized that I have another account.
You sure that's on Instagram?
No, I'm positive. I know what X is.
Okay. Mm, all right. Don't yell at me.
No, why are you getting so?
Okay.
Wow. A little sensitive.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Just trying to help.
Mm.
Okay.
That's why I gave you all that prep. But you know, this always happens with you. I just want to say that. Like, you get zeroed in. Like, we can, you know, get to the Twitter during the break.
Now, why really are you on
Twitter? You're like, you're very distracted right now.
I'm on Twitter.
You know, we just got Frogboy back from the rainforest.
Yes.
A lot.
And he's here.
So, did you have to put on your little suction shoes?
Yeah.
Yes, I did.
Because you know, those frogs, they don't really have feet. They have the little...
Is that where Jennifer is? Is she now at the rainforest? Did you do the hot tag and that's where she is for today?
Indeed. She had to rescue me
from people
who were poking me with toothpicks.
Because they wanted to make you a poison dart frog?
That's what they were doing.
Did she tell you, all I need is a little glass of shine and I'll take care of the problem?
Yeah. She did mention that. She did.
Look, we knew back to school was going to be an issue for her.
No, yes. But surprisingly,
wasn't bad.
The
right?
First day she came in,
mm-hmm,
on time.
On time. That's true. Mm. All right. Trains. There's always trains. Trains have not stopped.
Trains. That's right.
By the way,
what
did you see them? So she had her dad. She asked her dad, "Would you rather pet a shark or put an octopus on your head?"
And what did he say?
I'm not putting an octopus on my head. I pet a shark.
Yeah, he's right.
He also almost got eaten by one.
Doesn't matter.
Hmm.
They say the chances of that are like, you know, getting struck by lightning.
Really?
Okay, but guess what?
Wow. What's up with the octopus?
Oh, I got this.
All right.
I'm not up in the sky with a metal rod,
mm-hmm,
trying to avoid lightning.
Totally fair.
Okay.
I get you. You're putting
if
yourself.
If you get hit with lightning, it is truly a random event.
Yeah.
But you intangibles swim in front of sharks like finger food and wonder why they bit you.
Hmm.
You go and play with the shark,
mm-hmm,
and wonder why he went all shark on my hand. There's a difference. So while you say getting bit by a shark is less likely than getting struck by lightning, I would say that in most cases, you get bit by a shark because you in his house.
So what we're talking about, Marcos, is this guy. He goes by Nody, I guess, on TikTok.
I don't know.
All right.
He got 70. It's up to 77 million views because he put an octopus on his head.
Okay.
All right. And so, like, he did this for the clicks.
Yeah.
But apparently what happened is he ended up then in the hospital because the octopus ended up squirting ink in his eye.
Yeah.
And so
justice.
We were wondering, like, what is more dangerous? Because octopus are pure muscle. Pure muscle
That's
and brains.
I was wondering, too. Like,
pure muscle and brains and terror and camouflage. And what would you fear tangling with more if you cross an octopus on your head or swimming with,
JFig's Rival Time brought to you by Dumasman.
Nothing to worry about. But so we were wondering, what would you prefer to deal with?
Okay.
A octopus on your head or merely swimming with sharks? Is that what we went with?
Petting a shark.
Petting a shark. Okay. Petting a shark.
Yeah. All right. So this is something I obviously had never thought of.
So why would you?
Let me start there. Never
you know really I haven't.
That. Yes, fair. Because you know you're not going to be in that situation. Yeah. Seeing this octopus is a little bit scary because I felt like a little baby one, right? I felt like a little small one, right?
That octopus?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. It looked pretty beefy to me.
I mean, how I feel? Okay, so I'm.
It's covering a whole grown man's head.
He's moving it like dreadlocks.
Yeah, it's not a small octopus.
So how big do they get then, really? Because I, for some reason, like I'm thinking like the Kraken. Every time I think of like an octopus,
that's a squid.
Oh, hey, now we're talking here. With that being said, eight arms, though?
Eight arms, suction cups.
The worst thing that could happen to you is you get a little ink in your eye.
Wait, so I saw the video of the guy that was in the hospital bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He said that it was because the water was infected.
Yeah, okay.
Something like that. And then he was saying, I don't know if it's the octopus or the water, but no one told me.
Yeah. Listen, the point is you put yourself in that position, okay?
And you
don't mess with sea life.
That's my whole point.
Right, and I'm saying,
why would you mess in any capacity with a shark?
Right. I would say I like my chance. If you're saying
if you get bit by a shark, you can't just shoo him.
Okay, you know
if
what?
If the octopus gets on, you can just pull him off.
I don't know. He's got suction cups.
He does got suction cups.
Is not glass.
Doesn't matter.
I thought you were going to say his face was a suction cup.
No.
You want to try that out?
What?
If an octopus will, if you touch an octopus.
We can do it with, you know how hard it is to, put one of those little suction things on your face?
You mean like the trash ones from the dollar store?
Yeah.
This is nature's suction cup, dude.
But I'm just saying it's still going to be hard to get grip on your face.
I don't think it is. Really? I think he's going to be on you like Hoist Gracie.
I got a grip on my face.
Did you not hear my dad's response?
Yes, I heard him.
Look at that.
Let me tell you something. All disrespect to Papa Fig.
All disrespect?
All disrespect?
Yes.
Wow.
Sending this to him.
You're crazy.
I am.
Wait. Let's also be clear.
He didn't even have to think about
it.
He didn't hesitate.
Wait, let's be clear. Will you please tell the people what happened to your father?
He's a great dad.
No. That's all fine and great.
Punched a shark.
Did he get?
He did punch a shark.
And what happened? He got bit.
No, that was not the same situation. He's had many encounters.
Oh, so he plays with sharks.
Oh, so it's nothing for him.
He's asking to play with sharks.
So that honestly gives him more credibility. You understand this, right?
He still got bit by a shark.
Doesn't matter, though. If he's telling you, if a multiple-time shark bite victim is telling you an octopus on your head is worse,
no,
it's kind of, the game is over for you.
Didn't say it was worse.
Dude, you're crazy.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Does Brazil have octopuses? It's a raptor.
So they're more on the Pacific side of things.
Can I just say this? This is, in all honesty, I'm looking at it from this standpoint. Of the two situations, what situation am I going to survive? Guaranteed.
Shark.
What? Can't guarantee that,
though. Frog boy. That's not ridiculous.
You can't guarantee that.
I mean, an octopus is not going to kill me. He may hurt me.
You hope not.
He's not going to kill me.
Okay.
Right?
You could still get maimed.
Ooh. How?
It's got a beak in there to eat.
Oh, it does have a little
beak. The beak is very strong.
Yep. You know what that thing has to eat, right? Crab.
Yeah.
Muscles.
Okay, no, you seen that thing wrap around a shark?
Yes. Okay. Oh, well, no, that was a giant squid.
Oh, okay.
That doesn't matter. Those tentacles are very strong.
Let's be clear. This is an honest answer. I take my chances I take my chances with an octopus because if you get into an altercation with a shark, you're 0-0 for whatever. Right? You're like, the only way you're surviving a shark is if he gets tired of you.
He'll survive shark attacks.
Yeah, with nubs.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm not leaving.
What if your eyes get taken from the octopus?
He's not poking me in the eye. Because I'm going to pull him off. You're not pulling him off.
The suction cup is on your eyeball.
This is the thing that I can't get past with you. Is that you keep saying, I'm going to pull him off like it's nothing. And I'm going to tell you something right now. That octopus will determine if he wants to be pulled off. If he's
out of the water?
Yeah.
You can't just
because if he feels threatened by your head.
He did the ink.
I'm going to tell you something right now. You're an easy grip up there.
Wow. Listen to this. Look, for example, a large sucker on a giant Pacific octopus can hold up to 35 pounds with thousands of suckers on their arms.
Yep.
They can exert a total grip of 9,600 pounds.
The only sucker here is you.
You're not getting that much grip. You don't have that much surface area.
He's got muscles, dude.
Hold on. How many suctions do you think he could get on there?
As many as he wants.
No!
As many as he wants.
So you think he's going to be able to just squeeze them all? You don't have that much room.
I'll tell you what he's going to have. Enough to keep it on his head as long as he wants to.
Damn. They have
Show me the video where somebody gets maimed by an octopus.
Okay.
They can move more than 700 pounds, apparently. That's their lifting capacity.
Underwater. Dude is not at LA Fitness lifting weights.
Okay. I may have seen him this morning.
You're so boxed in. It's like, it's like, no. Why are we even,
so hard not
why are we having
boxed
a debate?
I'm boxed
in. You're boxed in. I don't even understand why we're having a debate. You refuse to go in the water, and you're making an argument against somebody who's swam with sharks many a time and is telling you the octopus is scary.
I ain't buying it.
Okay.
Nope. Why are you not buying it?
Because
he literally
said, wait, wait.
My father's
because
not a liar.
Because a shark has teeth, and those teeth.
So does an octopus.
That's beak.
Beak. Dude, I take my chances with the beak. Okay. Not with the teeth.
How many octopus-related deaths are there?
Right. There you go. What?
Fancy Tickled 305. Great handle, by the way. Did anyone see the video when a diver got attacked by an octopus? It was like the alien face hugger. Thing was trying to stuff its tentacles in the dude's nose and mouth.
Disgusting.
I don't think you realize.
Okay.
Can't do that.
Has anybody seen the shark attack where the guy had to swim with a half a leg? And a
that has
arm?
Happened. Nobody's right. debating that sharks bite people.
So I'm saying. First of all, dude was in the water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's... Listen, in the water...
Where am I petting a shark, dude?
Oh. No, listen. He had the octopus outside the water.
We weren't talking about his situation.
That's
we said,
what I am.
Octopus
my
on
situation.
Your head. No.
Octopus on my head.
Yep.
Out of the water, like him.
No. Now you're
yes, rules. No! That's what I was talking about. I said I'd do that all day before I go pet a shark.
Okay, let's go to the ocean.
Whoa.
I'm not going... No!
Yeah.
First of all, you guys know me.
No.
I'm not putting foot in ocean.
Not the question.
You can't.
Just
can't
answer
have
the
an
question.
We were talking about
honest,
this guy.
Posh.
We are. We're talking about this guy. I'm not talking about in their element. Sure. I'm talking about the octopus on his head on the beach.
Okay, so what's the debate here? The debate here, so you'd rather take an octopus on your head than
like
a shark
that.
Than a shark in then, the sand?
No, than a shark in the water. Then go pet a shark in his house. That's what I was saying.
That's not what you were saying.
Yes, it is.
Now all of a sudden you're backtracking.
No, we were talking about the guy. We saw the guy in the picture. I said, I'd rather do that than go pet a shark.
Whatever you say, Seahorn.
I would still
no, that's what
Seahorn.
Oh my God. Do you understand? That's all I was ever talking about. That is not more dangerous than petting a shark.
Seems convenient now. Now you're backing
no,
up your stance
I've
a little bit, Darrell Revis.
Wait, I always said, did I not? Wow. Out of the water, he's not going to be as strong.
Look, you know what? I can't remember the things you said.
Oh,
you called my father
God.
A liar, so there's that.
You've broken her heart.
Oh, my goodness.
You've broken her heart. Look at her face.
We love him.
Yep,
there you go. I'd get grappled by an octopus versus a shark. Like, dude, does anybody understand? Like, yeah.
We understand.
A shark bite seems a lot more vicious than getting hugged by an octopus.
Yeah, but I think the chances of you petting it and being okay are better than if the octopus is on your head.
What chance? It's a lose-lose situation.
Well, that's the debate. If these were good options, it wouldn't be a fun topic.
So what's the worst option?
I think getting suffocated to death by an octopus.
Ooh. I think getting bit by a shark.
Even if it's just one little pinky? What if it's your bad pinky?
True.
Wait, you think he's going to go at me like a chicken wing? He's going in like a pot roast. He's going to be like he's going to drag me to the deep end and share me with his friends.
Well, obviously, these are our headlines, okay? Brought to us by our friends over at Doral Volkswagen. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity.
Whoa.
Price is falling so fast, we're checking for a crater. Volkswagen price like they've lost their mind. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one. We're back after this.
That was good.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Ah, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 104.3 FM, WQAM. It's a lovely Thursday. Frog Boys in the building for once.
Ooh. Had to pick up some mail.
Some ale?
Some mail.
Oh, mail.
Yeah.
I thought you were picking up ale like you were a Viking.
Yes.
Fetch me your finest ale. I was, what a day we're having today, everybody. The Dolphins are back at joint practice after, everybody, just so you know, the Dolphins are already picking number one in the draft next year because they lost a joint practice.
Yeah, for sure.
The dumbest thing I've ever seen. People are jumping at off a building because the Dolphins lost a practice where, by the way, two of their best players didn't even play. They didn't even have Tyreek Hill or Jalen Waddle really play.
Can I just say this about that? I believe that what is happening these next 2 days and in this preseason game is the best thing that could happen for this team. Here's why. Everybody talks about being tough. Both. Everybody wants to be more physical. So how do you measure yourself on how physical you need to be versus how physical you are? You play against one of the most physical teams, and you practice against one of the most physical teams that are out there. And then you grade yourself. So I would guess that watching the film yesterday and everybody licking their wounds, that the coaching staff and Mike McDaniel said, "You want to be physical? Look at where we are." Right? But I also think he plays a pivotal role in it. See, contrary to popular belief, all of these guys on this football team, from number one to the 90th guy, they have all played physical at some point during their career. They have. And they have it in them. I just think that sometimes you get caught up in how things are going. Oh, being a high-powered offense, you've built your team to where your highest paid athletes are on the outside, not the inside,
right?
Which is usually the opposite of how people do things. That's fine. But football is won or lost in the trenches. It always has been. It always will be. And I keep saying this. Every other place that Mike McDaniel has coached, they've had a physical run game. Tyreek Hill had his most successful year when the Dolphins almost led the league in rushing.
Mm-hmm.
So don't tell me you can't do it.
Yeah, but can we just talk about the most obvious thing here that nobody has mentioned? I feel like once.
That nobody's
after yesterday, Well, one, yes. I'm not. Yes, Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. But do you guys remember what the Lions' record was last year? Does anyone remember?
Yeah, no, 15-2.
15-2.
But again, that's why I started the way I did.
15-2. Do you remember what the record was the year before that?
Which one was it? What was it?
It was 13.
12-5.
Right. But that's my point. You are now practicing against a team that has been one of the most physical in the league for the last couple of years.
Yeah, physical and just the best.
Right.
One of the best teams. And the Dolphins are not on that level right now. They can't even get over the Bills. Like, this is crazy
to
me.
It's not even about...
It was one thing last week. Everybody was, like, a little annoyed because the Bears apparently, like, were dirty and, you know, were they taking liberties. It's like, I could see being annoyed by that because the Bears suck. But, like, oh, the Dolphins got boat raced by one of the best teams in the NFL? Color me shocked.
Here's the problem. Handsome Dad. 15-2 should make you want to come out and punch him in the face to show them that you can.
Yeah, good.
Let me respond to that. You know, every week when you prepare for a game, the coach gets up there and he tells you about the star players or the system that they play, right? And you watch film on it and you think, okay, we got this, right? Until you actually play against it.
Yeah.
And then you're like,
until Penei Sewell gets his mitts on you.
Right. And so what I would say is today's practice, they don't have to win the practice.
Did you guys see poor Jack Jones yesterday? Okay. Who is just saying, why am I on three teams in 3 years? Well, I don't know, Jack. I can't really speak to that. Everybody says you got the talent in you, but I can't speak to why. But you want to know who hasn't been on three teams in 3 years? Amon-Ra St. Brown. And that dude, he went out there and he diced up Jack Jones like he was eating a breakfast parfait. I mean, it was nothing for him.
But again,
it was bad, dude.
But again,
I saw a montage.
You're talking about a Pro Bowler.
Yes!
You're talking about one of the elite receivers that just because people aren't familiar with him, he's really good.
What did you think was going to happen? Everybody has said left and right, the secondary. And you're picking up guys off the street, which we knew was going to happen, especially once Kohu went down. And you got one of the best receivers in the league, who's also a maniac. And he is just toying with the Dolphins cornerbacks. What did you think was going to happen? Everybody's sitting here and talking toughness, toughness, toughness. It's talent.
But that's the part that I think people, you're comparing your team right now to the most physical and one of the elite teams in football.
Yup.
And what I would say to you is that, and what gives them even more an advantage, you ain't even game planning against them. You're just lining up and playing against them, which is not helping.
No.
So what I would say is this. The reason why today's practice is so important is for this reason. What Mike McDaniel and the players and the coaching staff need to see, how are we going to respond to getting punched in the mouth? That's going to be a big indication of how you can move forward. Hey, do we have the fight in us that when things get tough or things get, you know, physical, we're going to fight back? Or are we just going to fold up shop? So, yeah, it's important.
Stun Steve says, spoiler alert, Kader Kohu would have gotten smoked as well. Perhaps. Perhaps. You know who wouldn't have gotten smoked, though?
Who?
Storm. Duck. Quack, quack, quack.
That scared the hell out of me. Let me just say. Do we have him saying quack, quack, quack at the end?
Unfortunately. Well,
yeah, what do you think that was, AI?
Storm. Duck. Quack, quack, quack.
This man is a professional, Tobin.
Yeah.
He's Spanish. Right now, he's my professional jester. That's what he is.
I mean, you might as well just go in there. It's like, he should just make little animal balloons.
He should. Because
that's basically what you have to do.
I don't know.
Does he hate you?
I don't know. Maybe he loves I think he hates Galen because Galen's the one who sends him the scripts.
By the way, did you watch any of
the podcast?
Yeah,
I did
a little bit. I didn't watch. I watched a couple clips on Twitter.
They broke YouTube.
Is that true?
Yeah,
that's cool. I saw Adam Schefter.
Several glitches.
I saw Adam Schefter tweet out the screenshot that they had 1.2 million on like the premiere, like when people were watching it live.
Yeah,
which
I got to tell you, I saw.
Do we know what it's up to now?
I saw little snippets of it. She's actually pretty entertaining.
Oh, she is?
She's very entertaining. But
there's a difference in being an entertainer and being entertaining. There's a lot of great football players that they're not entertaining off the field. I'll give you a good example. Will we say that that Peyton Manning is a better watch than Tom Brady after football?
On TV?
Yes.
100%.
Right. But we know Brady's a better quarterback.
They're up to 9.6 million views on YouTube in 15 hours.
I love how they're using all the puns on TV right now.
Yeah.
On Get Up.
Well.
Every segment is just.
Welcome to August 14th.
But so from that standpoint. Yes, I was taken aback because, you know, you hear it talk, but no, it was.
So this is basically the most we've ever heard Taylor Swift talk.
Right.
Back to back, like for 2 hours straight.
Right.
We were hearing her and everything she's ever wanted to say.
And it's actually, it was funny. It was good.
She's hilarious. And she's very intellectual.
What did she say?
Man,
she was just talking about football.
Asking her about everything, about how she got her master's back. How obviously her new album coming out and exactly what it's about, what inspired it.
Did she say that she didn't mail this one in?
Ooh.
Yep. She's very excited for this one, actually.
Got a question about
it. You know what that is?
What's that?
It's wanting to bounce back after a bad performance.
Bounce back.
True athlete. I didn't say that. You said this. You're the Tay-Tay extraordinaire.
I didn't say that, actually.
You did.
Jennifer?
With your action.
Jennifer, how fast will you listen to?
This is what I love about people. Leroy is shocked at women being funny and smart. That's not what I'm saying.
You know what's funny about that is that actually in the comedy club, many girls always get that response, too.
Yeah. You're funny for a girl.
It's not, you're funny for a girl.
No.
Girls cannot be funny.
I was not saying it that. I was saying that when you
haven't
heard somebody talk for 2 hours and then you see them do a podcast, you're just like, wow, she's really very entertaining.
She's a very
not because
person,
I don't.
So you've never actually heard her talk.
Right.
About
that. Yeah. Exactly. That's it.
She does very little TV interviews.
Right. Exactly.
She doesn't need it.
True.
No, she doesn't.
That's pretty good.
But also, she has trauma from everything that's ever happened to her. So, of course, she's not going to be wanting to be extra in the press.
Again, all I was saying from the perspective of not hearing her talk for that long, that, wow, it was actually, you know, entertaining.
Does she have a personality?
No, not that. Of course she's got a personality. I've seen.
Some of these stars don't, though.
Some don't.
Some don't,
some
right.
are duds. Yeah. Some are duds, especially actors.
I guess if
I'll tell you some of the worst, some of the funniest actors that you have on.
Yeah,
we've had them on radio tours. Biggest duds in the building.
That's true.
Yeah, you know why?
That is so true.
Let me break it down for you. They have writers.
No, I understand, but you would think like even some comedic people, like if you're able to be some type of performer, you could put on a show.
I think some of the funniest.
And she kept that interview going. Like you can let her talk, and she'll just go on for another 2 hours.
Here's the deal. I think. To me, a comedian sometimes is funny based on their appearance and then the way they talk.
Don't talk about Fluffy like
about
that.
The appearance.
No, I'm just talking about,
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart's a Tic Tac.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you're not telling me him being 5 foot doesn't make him hilarious in all the situations? I mean, he got carried in the jungle by The Rock. That's not funny. That's hilarious. A grown man getting toted around like a backpack by another grown man? That's funny. True. Cat Williams.
You know funny.
Cat Williams is a 5'1" pimp.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Man down. Pimp in distress.
You did say that she emailed it in on that album, though.
I never
you
said that.
You did. It took you 4 months to listen to 30 songs.
I don't think she actually still listened to it in its entirety.
I don't think she has.
Jukebox, calm down. First Octopus talk, and now Taylor Swift talk. At least Marlon's talk in the first hour.
I love how you guys want to direct the whole hour.
You know what I love? I love a piano. And I know Jukebox is a loyal listener. You know what I love? I love piano bar commenters. Wow. Talk about this at the moment, dude.
And then once you talk about Marlon, they have an issue with that too.
Do you know if I talked about Jacob Marcy, who is off to a start, as Craig Mish put it, that we have never seen in the history of the franchise?
I called it.
People be like, huh? Now, that being said, kid's awesome. I mean, this is incredible. Two home runs yesterday.
Hey, guess what we got to do?
7 RBI.
Tip our hat to old
Big Ball. I got to say, PD Prospects.
That's what we call it.
Big Balls Bendix.
Whoa. Is that what we're saying too?
PD Prospects.
I'm going to tell you something about this guy.
Let me see.
Wait. Hey, look at it. Wait. This is what I love about this show. You're welcome for the segment.
Yeah, a couple of puppeteers. There you go. But let me just tell you something about him.
Yeah.
This guy can make some trades.
No.
Pretty good. I mean, we were all upset. Luis Arraez was sent off to San Diego.
For sure.
Look at him now. He's a single hitting DH. We got Jacob Marcy, Roman center field. Pretty good.
Wow. He called it too. That made the
I love hosts who get in their feelings over comments too. Mm. Jeez.
You said hosts.
Yeah.
Heard.
That's Timbo Slice.
Timbo Slices loves to antagonize you. Mm-hmm. You fall for it every time. You take the cheese.
No, that it's because you're their leader.
What?
Maybe we can get to Leroy too.
Okay.
Really?
Okay.
Really? It's your life goal to see how
far my life goal.
It is.
It's not my life goal.
You do it all the time.
It's my life goal to antagonize you. It's not true. You say ridiculous things sometimes.
How does it feel?
Needs to be reined in.
How does it feel?
I say ridiculous things.
You put in your mouth.
You once had a whole segment on Kawhi being at Chipotle.
I really still thought of that. Drew Smith got me. I think the worst one was the Miami DMV. Doesn't matter though now, dude. We got Italian Kawhi Leonard, Simone Fontecchio.
Oh yes. I thought wasn't he KD?
I said.
No, he's not Italian. That's a ridiculous comparison. We call him the gondola.
No one calls him that.
No, we're going to call him the gondola.
We're going to call him the gondola.
I can already see we're playing the music.
Say I could beat an octopus, Jay Gatto. I said if I had a choice, I would not. I'd go with the octopus over a shark. That's it. Sorry.
Take a break. I got this.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 104.3 FM. Dua WQAM.
Very tall.
Who?
Dua Lipa.
Is she?
You're on one today, dude.
She's like 5'9", 5'10".
Yeah.
That's all you wrote? That's it?
I was listening to the song.
Very tall.
Very tall.
She sounds tall.
Hey, if you guys want
to
go,
you need to stop.
I need to stop. Yeah. I need to stop. Yeah. You have had a 47 minutes for the ages, my friend.
What are you talking about?
You.
First of all, I came early.
Yeah. Still didn't get it done on time, by the way.
I did.
Mm-hmm. So exactly why were you on Twitter before you were the about to say you're actually supposed to be on?
No, I was on the website.
She's only 5'8".
I was on the website. Okay, but then I went to sign up to my other stuff. So my Twitch, my Twitter, but I've never really been able to get on Twitter on this computer. When I set it up at home, it's just, you know, so I tried to do it, but when I signed in, I realized that I had used my email, work email to sign up. I have a different account.
Got some news from the Dolphins. Chop Robinson, he took a hit to the ribs.
Oh, so he was practicing.
According to Mike McDaniel. So he's, but he is good. He's going right
now,
back.
Now, was that from yesterday or from today?
Yesterday.
So it wasn't a
shoulder. Ribs. It was ribs. But he is,
ribs suck.
He is good to go. He's right back out there. Tyreek Hill, though? Mm-mm.
I got to tell you, and I heard it earlier, and I've said this. You've heard this. For me a lot. In order to get ready for football, you have to play football. In order to get ready to tackle, you have to make tackles. To avoid tackles, you have to do all of that. The fact that nowadays we're doing this in week 1, 2, and 3 and wonder why guys get hurt is amazing to me, that so many smart people that are invested in this game don't understand that there's certain things about football that you have to do to get ready for a season. And then they wonder why their team isn't doing X well. Like, it happens in what? How many years we've started a season to go, guys are not tackling well?
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Mike McDaniel, this is from David Veronis, said that the current plan is not to have the first team in Saturday's second preseason game, but he's open-minded based on how Thursday's joint practice goes.
I'm going to tell you like this. If you go out and get your asses kicked, they need a couple of series. Because you need to know and you need to see that they can respond to the aggression.
David also tweets out, Devon Achane not immediately spotted with his position group at the start of practice. And he said, Zach Sealer doesn't look like a man who's practicing. He's not in pads. He's wearing a ball cap watching the D-line work.
All right, that could be a vet day.
Probably a vet day. I would say that's probably a vet day.
That's a vet day. I understand vet days. I understand. But again, in a practice, and I'm going to say this, and I understand how people may read this as me being an old head or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
After yesterday's practice, everybody would have participated today.
You would think so.
I would say no. Nobody gets a pass. And if the older guys get mad, good. You get the other guys in line. Right? As veterans, that's your job. So I would I the fact that you got pushed around and punked, and then a lot of guys aren't practicing, that's a bad look. That's a bad look.
You got a Tua. You got Tua from yesterday. This was Tua. He was very frustrated with the practice.
For a grade, I wouldn't give myself a grade. I don't think that's fair to grade yourself. I think that's something that, well, if my assessment, you know, I still wouldn't give myself a grade. I think that's for you guys to do with however you guys report that and whatnot. I think today offensively was a very frustrating day. You know, in regards to what we wanted to do, what we said we wanted to do, came out, you know, and we just weren't able to get things jump started. So that was very frustrating today.
All right, Tua, not happy with yesterday.
Shouldn't be. Shouldn't be. And what we like to think is the world's most physical sport, to go out and get pushed around the way they did, doesn't feel good. It doesn't. But I'm more interested in, and here's the thing. You don't respond by fighting, right? There's a lot of guys that get pushed around and punked, and they think that the return of aggression has to be fighting.
Mm-hmm.
No, you just play physical back. And I can't wait to hear about how the practice went. I can't wait to hear how they responded. If I'm Mike McDaniel, I would have done this. Nobody takes tomorrow off. Nobody. Because this is infecting our whole team. We can't go out here and get pushed around. And I think to hear some of these guys in ball caps, I think it's just crazy. How are you going to fight through it if you don't fight through it?
Well, especially if they're not going to – the other thing I'm confused about is if they're not going to play
right.
the game.
Exactly.
Why are they practicing?
Right.
It's a little exactly. weird. Take a break. How with Tua with accents. Next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We know there's a lot that can go on during one night of baseball. Long home runs, epic pitching performances, catches that defy space, time, and gravity.
Climbing the wall, did he catch it? He did!
But what if you could get all of that summarized in a quick, concise, and at least we think, funny podcast that's under 10 minutes? Check out MLB.com's morning lineup. It runs Monday through Friday mornings on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you love listening most.